स्टार्ट स्टार्ट स्टार्ट
गुड इवनिंग सुनीता, वेलकम
राजेश
टू
जी,
द
वीडियो।
सेशन। ओके, हाय
हाय सुकृति, गुड इवनिंग। थैंक
वेलकम टू द सेशन।
यू।
एंड एज यू आर स्टार्टिंग दिस सेशन सुनीता, आई वुड रिक्वेस्ट योर परमिशन टू रिकॉर्ड इट फॉर एकेडमिक पर्पसेस।
यस श्योर, नो प्रॉब्लम।
ओके, सो बिफोर वी स्टार्ट our session, would you like to take a few moments to ground yourself?
Yeah.
Just collect your thoughts and ground yourself.
Yeah, I think we can start now.
Good. So what are we discussing today?
So, Sukriti, I wanted this conversation because I'm tending towards thinking a lot. I mean, like overthinking. In past few months, and yeah, that's what I would like to discuss today because it's affecting my life in various ways, and I would like to improve.
Okay. So thanks for sharing that, Sunita. And let me also appreciate you that you brought this topic, overthinking. It's to explicitly express yourself that overthinking is becoming your problem. So let's understand. I hear that you said that it's affecting your life. So how is it affecting you? Is it affecting you emotionally, physically?
Okay.
Tell me more about
When
it.
I say affecting me, I think because of overthinking, my time is getting wasted, my energy is getting wasted, which I can use to do something else. And it's also draining me emotionally, like I'm not happy and I'm not getting any solutions. And yeah. That's how it is affecting me.
Okay. So I hear that Sunita, that your energy is getting wasted, your time is getting wasted, and you're getting drained. Net net, I hear that you can utilize your time. You feel that you can utilize your time much better if you are able to stop this overthinking, right?
Yes.
So what are we focusing today?
So in this conversation, Sukriti, I would like to focus or have a conversation where I can go back with some pointers on how to stop overthinking, or even if not completely stop, but some mechanism where I can manage this overthinking habit of mine, or slowly improve on this. So that's what I would like to focus on, how to if not completely overcome, but at least be able to manage this habit. Yeah.
Yes, I understand. It's tough for you. Overthinking is becoming a problem to you, I can see. Okay. Sunita, what impact is it having on your life right now?
Okay, so see, as a professional, I am really busy now. Recently, even our working hours have been extended apart from my work, and most of my time goes in office, and I get very little time to be at home, to be with my child, have those moments which really energize me. Now, what is happening is I'm carrying my day, like I'm not switching off when I log off. Okay, my mind is running, and if something has happened which was not as per my expectations, or something which is like next day in the morning I have to deliver, but I'm not completely prepared about it. So I tend to start thinking of solutions. So this is the problem, this is the solution. Then I get into another mode that, if this solution doesn't work, what can I do? So what's happening is it's like, what to say? I don't even realize that, that I'm driving a car, and that car I have lost control on. I don't have the control on the brakes, for example. I am not even knowing in which direction my car is going. And I'm just lost. And even if I sometimes try to brake, I'm not able to apply because I have this urge of keep thinking. And it's affecting now my environment, because then I'm not able to focus on what my child has done or wants to show me, or what my husband is talking, and I'm continuously discussing about or thinking about my office or any other thing that has bothered me. So this is now eating into my little bit time that I had for home or for my own. Like, I'm losing control over my time and my life because I'm stuck with thoughts. That's what is happening. And I want to have like a balanced life, really.
Yes.
Like, when office is done, it should be done ideally. I mean, that's what I want.
Yes. So while you have busy schedules and you want to maintain your work home balance, you want to spend genuine time with your son and your husband. And I just heard you saying that your thoughts are like a car which is going out of control. So what would you feel when it is in control? What difference do you see yourself as an individual when you will be having a control on the car and driving?
Okay, so when you're saying this, I think I can reflect and look at it in this manner also. When I am in control, I am in the present moment. Yeah, so I realize that, I would like to be present in the moment, when I am in control, and no thought or no. Like, I'm able to focus on what's happening there at that time and not go into past. And even if I want to think, even if I want to, it should not be thinking. It should be like strategizing or thinking with some kind of usefulness to it, not like unuseful random thoughts coming to me. Some control on my thoughts and being present in the moment, that would be an ideal scenario for me.
Very nice. Present in the moment. So, Sunita, when you say present in the moment, what does it mean to you?
Present in the moment would mean for me, can I take like 5, 3, 5, 6 seconds to think and then tell you.
Yes, please.
So yeah, so thanks, Sukriti, for giving me this time. Yeah, so being present in the moment would be that there's nothing running behind in my mind, and I'm able to feel. If I'm, like, for example, now talking to you, there are no other thoughts running into my mind, and I'm able to focus on the current situation. If I'm with my child, I'm able to be with him like a mother, able to feel his happiness. Because recently what also happened was that he brought to me his certificate, and he had won that competition, and he was showing me, and in fact, we both had prepared for that competition. But when he brought the certificate to me, I just looked at it and I didn't even react. And he said, "Mama, you didn't even say like Like, you, why are you not like congratulating me and hugging me? There's no huggy, there is no kissy. What is happening? And that was the moment I thought that I really need to do something about it. So, yeah. So, being present would be then I'm able to realize what's happening around me and act as I would normally do if there's no stress in my mind.
So, not only a self-aware individual, you're also a loving mother. So, as a loving mother, I hear that you want to spend quality time with your son, and you really want to focus and share on their happiness, on their joy
Yes.
together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what actually makes this conversation very meaningful for me today.
Yes, very nice. How do you see that our focus or our today's purpose is to reduce your overthinking? What do you think, Sunita, would be the measures of the success of our discussion at the end of it?
I would really be happy if I am going with some pointers on how I can stop overthinking. And are there any practical tips if I can go and explore? I can do that. In fact, when I'm talking to you, and as I just explained you the context why I am talking like this to you, this topic. I'm actually realizing that, you know, being a loving mother is as important to me as being a experienced professional. So I think this thought itself just came to you as I was telling things to you. And I'm already feeling a bit, you know, more motivated. That I and more empowered that I should be able to control this habit because there is a purpose to it. There is a higher purpose to it, why I'm trying to do all this. And so beyond this, so till now, I think I'm already happy, but success of measure still would be if I can also have, apart from this motivation, certain practical tips, if I'm able to design for myself, even one or two, that when this thing happen, I should do this. That's one thing for me. And if I can also get clarity on the triggers, why is it triggering? You know, so if I recognize the triggers, I may be able to control it that level also.
Okay, I hear a couple of things, Sunita. One is to reduce overthinking, and second is to also, like you said, that so let's take one purpose at a time. What do you say?
Yeah, so success of measure would be how I can reduce overthinking.
All right, then.
If I can have some measure on that.
Okay. I see there's a belief that overthinking is bad. It's just an observation that I'm sharing, and you're most welcome to say no to it. So, do you think that there can be pros and cons of overthinking? There can be a plus and there can be a minus.
I've never thought about it in that way.
Okay, so okay.
Now that, okay, if I think about it that way, it may be good if it is as per my will and not in an uncontrolled manner.
Yes. Okay. So, do we say that if thinking, overthinking is constructive and you're able to stop it? When it gets out of control, like you said, you're able to channelize it and not let it go out of control. Do you think it is going to serve your purpose?
Yes, in fact, more than what I expect, it will help me.
So, what different lens would you use to look at the situation or this problem of overthinking?
I think After hearing you, I think I can not, I mean, I will not think of overthinking as a problem itself. I would like to redefine it as uncontrolled overthinking as a problem. And I may, if something is bothering me, I would think about it, not feel, without feeling guilty about it, I will think. And maybe jot down some points and just put a stop to it when it's out of control, or when I'm not reaping any result out of it. If it's a loop, uncontrolled loop, then I would like to stop.
What triggers you going out of the control? What is the trigger point when you feel that it's going out of control?
I think it goes out of control when I see two solutions which are equally promising. And then I'm like, A, B, B, A, B, A, A, B, A, B, B. That's what happens.
Okay, and do you find in this A and one is better, or both are good, both are the same? How do you say that it's going out of control? A and B is okay, fine.
Yeah, I mean, mostly that's what happens when I'm not able to pinpoint on one thing and it goes in a loop. And
Okay.
so if I have to control, now if I look back in certain situations, if I had to do certain things differently, I would have stopped at a point where I'm not getting any more new thoughts. And it's just the repetition of old thoughts, and just put them on a paper and take somebody's advice if necessary, or look at it with fresh eyes and mind next time. I mean, I would stop at a point when it's no more giving me any new ideas or approaches, and it's just repetition.
May I offer an observation?
Yeah,
When
sure.
we think, Sunita, or rather overthink, which is a very common thing happening to a lot of us, there are positive thoughts and there are thoughts which are not so positive. Sometimes we get drained, or these triggers, they come when it's not so constructive. Does that make some sense to you? And this is an observation. You are most welcome to say no. If we are able to limit our thoughts or overthinking to the constructive, possibly the draining effect will be reduced.
Yeah, sure. You
Yeah.
are absolutely right. And the one thought that's coming to me after listening to you is that if I limit myself, like you said, to constructive part of it, because it's not that it starts with bad, I feel it is going to serve me if I have that feeling that, you know, it's no more useless or tiring. I mean, I'll keep to that, and as the moment I realize that now it's not serving me anymore, I can consciously try to bring myself back to the moment.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Very nice. So what change do you think you have to bring in yourself to do this or to overcome this? Thinking too much on the not so constructive part of it. What changes do you think?
Okay, so I don't know whether it makes sense to share this thought with you. There is a movie called Inception that comes to my mind when you're saying this.
Okay.
Have you seen that movie, Inception?
No, but I would love to hear. Please share.
So it's a movie where there is a dream into a dream into a dream into a dream. And there is a ring. When you see that ring, you realize you are in dream. I mean, the character realizes you are in a dream and he comes out of the dream.
Okay.
So I can keep such a thing with me, which will, remind me that it's time to come back to the moment. Because when I'm going, and Even like I keep ranting about things, and then like somewhere my husband would say, like, just keep office out of office, okay? You don't come carry your office inside. So like some kind of action, you know, like when I'm stepping out of the office gate, I say to myself, I'm out of office. And you know, maybe keep a ring or some sort of thing which reminds me of that, or a reminder, or some kind of song which would remind me of that. So like my personal trigger to stop something and start something else. So that's what comes to me like a measure for my, which would work for me, I think, as a personal thing. And yeah.
How are you feeling, Sunita, right now as you're sharing this?
So to me, Sukriti, it feels like I have a, like, you know, I'm like a breakthrough. Like, okay, there is something I can do about it. It's not a problem where I can't do anything about it. And as you said that, you know, overthinking can be constructive also. So that way my guilt is already little less, because that's what was also on my mind that, you know, yeah. So that's how I'm feeling, a little better, a much, much better. And there's a hope that I can work on it.
I saw a smile as you spoke,
Yeah.
started speaking rather. So what was that about? Would you like to share?
So you can consider this smile as a smile of relief, because as you would have also observed, that when I started, I was really even reluctant to talk about the topic, because I was myself in disbelief that even this conversation would help or not. I'm sorry I'm telling you, even though you are a coach, but I believe I can share anything with you because you are my coach. So now I think, you know, I'm that's a like sar se kuch burden hat gaya thoda, to kuch to rasta dikh raha hai. It's that kind of a thought in me.
So is our discussion moving us towards the desired goal of this?
Yes, yes,
Yes.
yes.
All right. So, Sunita, what would be a new Sunita look like?
So, one new thought that I am carrying with myself is overthinking can be constructive. I
Yes.
need not beat myself when I get into thinking mode. Second thought I'm carrying is if there is a trigger, there is a stop point also. So I can get back the control of my thoughts if I just remind myself that I can, you know, and the stop point will be where my thoughts start to get repetitive and I'm not getting any new thought.
Yes.
So this is a very big support for me, a new realization for me that if my thoughts are becoming repetitive, that's my signal to stop.
Yeah, so with these new learnings and the insights that you are having during our discussion, what do you think you need to consider as we move forward?
I need to be conscious. I need to keep reminding myself that I have to win over it, because I want to enjoy my life with my family also. That's one very significant dimension of my life.
And how do you think we will make us accountable for this?
I'll bring my child to you. So I'll make sure that there is no complaint from me that I'm not present when I'm present with him. So I think there's already a little accounting partner at home sitting, waiting for me.
Nice.
And
Okay.
beyond that, I think let's catch up in another month, I think, so that I have this point that I have to give you an update.
So, besides your son, do you think there are other resources that are going to support you in this moving forward? The new Sunita?
My husband,
Okay.
so he is very good at reminding me things and criticizing me. So he will remind me when I'm off track, and he will not listen if I'm ranting about certain things. So that's also, I think he's However, he'll be a supportive person in this case.
Okay. So, do you think I can support you? How can I be of use or help to you?
Yeah, that's what in 1 month, if you can give me time, maybe like in half an hour, then I have this thing in my mind that I have to come back to you with a good report about myself.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to discuss, Anita?
No, I think we are good for today. We can close.
Okay. Thank you so much, Anita. All the very best.
Thank you.